Hey there, it's Jesse, host of the Vancouver Mixtape on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Thank you for listening to CJSF. That's it. Thank you.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events recorded live in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music, and I am R.P. Singh. Hi there. Blues musician Ryan McNally from Whitehorse, Yukon, is our featured artist in this episode. Ryan grew up in rural Quebec. He began pursuing music at the age of 10 when he first picked up the guitar. Ryan discovered jazz and blues by uncovering a vast collection of 78 records that belonged to his grandfather. He developed a strength for studying acoustic traditional blues, jazz, and old-time music. Eager to seek new adventures, Ryan moved from rural Quebec to the big city of Montreal when he was just 16 years old. Living in Montreal was a crash course in life for the rural Quebec native, bumming around Montreal and occasionally making his way to high school. Trying to make some money, the young musician fell into Montreal's backstairs psychobilly scene, a fringe incarnation of rockabilly characterized by lyrical references to zombies, vampires, and other horror film mainstays. His stint in this scene lasted for 2 years. By then, the sheen of psychobilly had faded, exposing a world of shallow music and lavish drug use. Musically, Ryan found his way back where it all started. Blues became his music of rebellion. Gone were the horror movie motifs, and in came skinny ties, sunglasses, suspenders, and wide pants, the mainstays of his aberrant blues-inspired attire. After leading an itinerant style of roaming throughout Canada and the U.S., he eventually landed in the Yukon, where he settled. Here, he established himself as a full-time blues musician, which earned him high recognition far beyond Yukon's borders. He plays guitar, harmonica, mandolin, violin, and banjo. The slightly twangy, bluesy edge to his voice allows one to easily slip back a century and capture the feel of the deep south of the U.S. Ryan has recorded 3 albums and was nominated for Blues Artist of the Year at the Western Canadian Music Awards in 2017. That year, he also had the privilege of performing for Prince William and Princess Kate during their visit to the Yukon. And it is now my privilege to welcome Ryan McNally and his band to the outdoor stage of the Village Bakery in Haines Junction, Yukon.
Appreciate you all coming out tonight. I'm Ryan McNally. We're going to play some tunes for you. I hope you enjoy. Tonight we got Andy Slade on the keyboard, piano, Lonnie Powell on the drums, Daniel Jank on the upright bass. Hope you all enjoy it. Thank you.
fishing and I was a duck. I've been swimming to the bottom and I never come up. How long do I have to wait? Where can I get you now? How long must I hesitate? Where can I get you now?
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you. That's tuned by Reverend Gary Davis. We'll try a tune now for you. This one's an old one by Bo Carter. He was an original member of the Mississippi Sheiks and did a lot of solo recording, too. This is a tune of his. It's called I Want You to Know. All right, let me try one for you. This one is by one of my favorite guitar players, Charlie Christian. This one is one that he wrote. It's called Airmail Special. Daniel Jank on the upright bass. Thank you so much.
Everybody, that was a tune by Trixie Smith.
We're going to switch, do one by a guy named Pink Anderson, everybody. This one's called Girl Dressed in Green.
Well, I'm walking down the street, such a cold look. I get behind the wheel, my phone is ringing off the hood, but the girl put me out, had me sleeping in the clover. I'm always hoping now when I turn that engine over. Oh, boy, she treats you all so mean. Tell you, riding in that 65. Sleeping in a clover, I'm always home at night when I turn that engine over. Oh boy, she treats you all so mean. Tell you, riding in that 65 twin.